Whistle, Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. I grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This midweek episode, we'll be going over just a couple forum posts, nothing too crazy, mainly based around arenas, because there's something a bit different about arenas this season, and that is the usage of PvE gear. And now PvE gear has not been a big thing in the past for PvP. There's usually a one or two pieces, essentially, of PvE gear when it comes to being best in slot in PvP. This is in Dragonflight Season 1. There was a very good like ring or trinket or something like that. It's always been one or two pieces. Now, this is very much the same for Season 4 of Dragonflight, but the difference here is that PvE gear is best in slot for everything, essentially. So PvP gears goes up to 528 item level. PvP gear goes up to 525 item. PvE gear can go up to a maximum of 528. Now, this might not seem like much, and you might think, oh, but the stats aren't good. Now, the stats for tier set are the exact same. You aren't going to change that at all. So naturally, you're going to go and try and farm the higher item level tier set from PvE and upgrade that. You have rings that drop from mythic dungeons or raids that are better. So you have a ring that can do a certain amount of damage when you do fire damage, and this ring can do quite a fair amount of damage. You have a main hand from Farrakh that can do shadow flame damage. So this can proc the ring that I was talking about just before. And essentially, this can obviously scale up and, you know, you get all the different procs and all of that stuff. But all of this gear can go higher to what the maximum of PvP item level is. And this should never be the case. This should at least be, if not the exact same item level, or it should just not do well in PvP at all. There shouldn't be any extra, what are they called, procs in PvP at all, such as the Farrakh weapon proc or the ring proc. You know, all of these stuff shouldn't be in the game, basically. It's absolutely ridiculous that it is, in my opinion, and it needs to not be in the game. But this forum post kind of sums it up. Seriously, get rid of the PvE gear, Blizz. Farrakh is 5% of people's damage, which means that specs that can use it are going to be balanced with it in mind. Additionally, the dot is useful because it stops people from re-stealthing. This is the dot from the ring that I'm talking about. There are rings and weapons that are great secondary stats, sometimes beneficial proc effects, and an evoker staff that will hit you for like 300k for 3 seconds. Some gear scales past conquest item levels. That's the bit that I do not agree with at all. I think it's very poor that it does that. PvP gear should be BIS for PvP. I cannot agree more. I think this is a very, very big point. And this goes beyond additional customization. It's a massive time sink to level up the items. And the best way to do it is Mythic Plus, which is very bad. If you want to PvP, you don't want to be doing Mythic Plus, really, do you? Just buff PvP item levels by 15. It would work. It's not a question of whether a bad player can beat a good player because of this gear. The answer is no. But gear will swing matches between evenly matched opponents. The whole point of MMR, yes, yes it will. And I do have to agree, if you have the exact same skill and the exact same composition, those people who are in the PvE gear at max level, item level, and those who are in the PvP gear, the PvE geared players will have that advantage. And that just shouldn't be the case at all. It's actually ridiculous and it needs to be sorted out. I get having one or two niche items here and there, like being PvP. I think that that's very nice to mix up the meta or whatever it is. But it shouldn't be every single piece of PvE gear is just better item level wise and stuff like that. But the next one I want to talk about is everything wrong with balance right now. Windwalker damage is delusional. Yesterday I saw some monks killing targets by themselves. This isn't anything new. Windwalkers have been doing this since Shadowlands. Some Cyclone casts are almost instant. this has to go. This is coming from a warrior, so he just can't kick a cyclone. Good to know. Cyclones are about a... I think if you scale in all haste buffs, you can get about a 0.9% or 0.9 second cast time on your cyclone, which is an instant. And if you are playing at the higher levels of PvP, it is very, very much kickable. It really, really is. Denounce perma negating crit is almost illogical BS I ever saw in my life. Firstly, denounce costs 3 holy power. And this holy power is what they need to heal people. So you're giving up healing for the anti-crit. It's not like you can heal and do the anti-crit. It's one or the other. So there is a trade-off for that, which I think is a fair enough trade-off in my opinion. Warriors need a passive 50% disarm resistance ASAP. Okay, you can tell this guy's a warrior because that is just ridiculous. You telling me a Garbo healer can disarm my warrior with a fishing pole from 40 yards? Get out of here. Warriors already has the worst uptime melee of the game. There's no reason to be disarmed by everything. Warriors have some of the best uptime in the game. Two charges, a heroic leap, and intervene. Like, you have some of the best mobility in the game, and you stick to people like glue sometimes. It's actually crazy that this guy thinks that. Rhett is tanking too much. Kind of agree, but it's meant to be tanky as a plate wearer. I agree that it is a little too much, in my opinion. But again, that's subject to opinion and what class you play. Shattering Throw is a joke. I mean, it isn't a great PvP talent. You don't take it, really. So, not sure what he's on about there. Double Bop has to go. Kind of agree. But Holy Paladins really only have cooldowns. They don't really have the output healing like Holy Priests do. So I can understand having Double Bop. And the thing is, if you're playing with a caster, the Paladins, Holy Paladins anyway, don't have a Spell Bop. So your caster can maybe kill the target. Balance should be gutted by flat 50%. And maybe it's not enough. This is Balanced Druids, obviously. I guess 50% is a good number in his eyes because he wants a 50% disarm resistance as well. Rogue should be destroyed by Hunters and Warriors. Kind of agree, but not at the same time. This is a very much, I'm a warrior and I deserve everything post. It's ridiculous and it's not anything that, like, that helps PvE or PvP, I should say. It is just ridiculous. I'm going to end it there. I'm really sorry this is a super short one, mainly because I'm just not feeling great at the moment and doing these is tough. I'll try and put out an extra one this week for you guys, maybe tomorrow night or tomorrow as you're listening to this anyway. So Thursday, there might be a little extra for you as a sort of sorry for this one being so short. But thank you all very much for listening. Take care and go Avala, friend. Goodbye.